A Ghanaian business consultant based in New York City, Japheth Aiku, has advised road supervisors in Ghana to ensure that foreign contractors display road signs visibly if they are diverting the routes. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the lack of road signs on most of the roads under construction, Mr. Aiku said the refusal to conform to international best practices in road construction is an indictment on the nation.
I've been coming to Ghana quite frequently, and I got to make a full disclosure, okay? I work with him. I've been supportive of his effort to make Accra a millennium city. I want to make a full disclosure on that. Now, I come here quite frequently, and I do see the difficulties that we encounter with this road construction. Again, as you said, the contractors in the U.S. and other parts of the country, of the world, when they have to initiate these projects, number one, in fact, they do it in a way that they leave half of the road. Okay, they leave half of the road for the cars to pass. That's number one. Number two, in some cases, they also start doing the work very early in the morning. Very early in the morning when there's less traffic before the big traffic starts, so that they get ahead. Number two, they also do some of the work late at night when there's no traffic. So I think if these contractors are serious, if they do it, they respect the Ghanaians, or they refer the Africans where they do this work here, and if they were to bring the experiences and the technologies that they use in these foreign countries where they work, I think we can have a much better and smooth operation, okay? But as you said, I don't think they sort of respect us, and I think they take us for granted, so they just come and do whatever they feel like doing. But there are processes, there are methods of doing this in here without disrupting traffic. After all, traffic is the economic bane of the city, of the country. People have to go to work. People have to go to attend to their business in order for the city to get the revenue to pay them. So if they are not going to take that into consideration and just do the work haphazardly, then I think they are affecting the economic viability of the city, and therefore will not be able to, you know, if the city were to default on paying them, it is part of the party their fault.
Japheth Aiku, a Ghanaian business consultant based in New York City, speaking on road construction in Ghana.